Final comments. I just have a few items. One is we are going to have another executive session during lunch, as we did not cover all our items in our morning session. We will reconvene the board meeting open to the public after the executive session, but basically it'll just be to adjourn the meeting. So, sure. Okay, it's a last call for Mr. Cruz if he would like to address the board. Is he here? Okay, all right.
Thank you.
So that's the mechanics of our executive session to be, and as I said, we will reopen to public forum, but it would basically just be to adjourn the meeting after the executive session. I just want to say that let's not lose sight of the fact that we are doing great things. All you have to do is walk about 70 yards south and look out onto the quad at all those young people. We're opening up the doors of the world to these young scholars, fulfilling in a spectacular way, in my humble opinion, the reason for which this institution was created, and I'm extremely proud of that. And I want to compliment all who are involved in that mission. I think we're doing what we need to do. Tim, do you have any final comments?
I just have a closing remark or two, and maybe it's a reminder more than anything else. But next month, we'll bring yet another defining moment in the long, rich history of University of Illinois system. The University of Illinois Foundation and our three universities will be launching the first major fundraising campaign since the one called Brilliant Futures capped off its goal-topping initiative nearly 6 years ago. So for the last 6 years, we've not been engaged in a fundraising campaign. Kickoff events for the new campaign will be held at each university and during the foundation's annual fall meeting in Urbana-Champaign. Invitations will be hitting your inboxes soon if you haven't received them already. The new capital campaign is the product of months of planning and hard work by Foundation President Jim Moore and his team, in collaboration with chancellors and advancement staff at our three universities and with the system offices. The campaign will essentially be three separate but combined university campaigns publicly launched throughout the month of October. Each university will establish a specific fundraising goal, and they will roll up to a system-wide campaign goal. Launch celebrations are set for October the 10th in Springfield, October the 12th at the Foundation's annual meeting, October the 13th in Urbana-Champaign, and October the 28th in Chicago. Philanthropy, as you know, is important for our fiscal health, and it's become increasingly important with recent issues. And so, and the generosity of our donors really truly provides a margin of excellence that builds the experience of our students that are wandering around the quad on all three campuses, as you know, to make each of our three universities truly best in class and not just one of the pack. This generosity supports student scholarships, cutting-edge faculty, state-of-the-art facilities, and innovative programs that have made the U of I system a globally recognized leader. And these gifts have never been as important as they are today. So this is exciting times to launch this new campaign. Thankful for the board and their engagement through the planning process. A lot of work has been done. A lot of events will be occurring. There will be an opportunity to really tell the University of Illinois story more comprehensively than before. And I want to end with a quote from the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, who has pledged plans to use his nearly $1 billion fortune for philanthropy. He says, "You want to be a pebble in the pond that creates a ripple for change." And so thanks to our alumni, thanks to our chancellors, thanks to particularly to the University of Illinois Foundation for all their hard volunteer work. We're about to launch this important campaign that's going to benefit all of our students, including our graduate students and our undergraduate students at these three universities. So thank you for the time.
Thank you. At this time, I'd ask if there's any old business from the trustees that you'd like to bring to the board. Any new business? I would like to announce future board meeting dates. November 16th, 2017 in Chicago. Our annual meeting will be held in Chicago on Thursday, January 18th, 2018. And Thursday, March 15th, we'll be back here in Urbana. At this time, it would be helpful to have a motion for an executive session to consider university employment or appointment-related matters and purchase or lease of real property for the use of the university. Could I have a motion, please?
So move.
Second.
So moved by Ed, seconded by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you. We'll move into executive session.